USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for President Trump announcing late Sunday they will not participate in the House Judiciary Committee's first public impeachment hearing on Wednesday, and at the same time they aired a long list of complaints that they say prevent any semblance of a fair process. The Democratic Committee Chairman, Gerald Nadler, had told President Trump he had until 6 p.m. Sunday to notify the committee that he and or his lawyers would attend. Nadler has still given Trump until Friday to decide whether to participate more broadly in the impeachment process. President Trump will be heading to London today ahead of the NATO summit, which begins tomorrow and runs through Wednesday. The president is scheduled to meet one-on-one with a number of European leaders, including the president of France and the German chancellor. Trump does not have a meeting scheduled with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
A winter-like storm that snarled Thanksgiving travel across much of the country over the weekend and killed 7 people, in most cases because of auto accidents, is now headed into the Northeast. New York City is bracing for it now. Here's the mayor, Bill de Blasio.
We are prepared, and the Sanitation Department always leads the way. They have 705 salt spreaders deployed and 1,500 plows ready to start their work once there is enough snow accumulation.
The U.S. Supreme Court hearing a gun control case for the first time in nearly a decade. Oral arguments are taking place today over a challenge to a New York City law that restricted people from taking their handguns outside city limits. The law was repealed earlier this year, but it's nevertheless being argued before the nation's highest court. The ruling could end up having implications concerning gun laws nationwide. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
USA's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office over the holiday weekend.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so, you know, I'm coming.
Walt Disney's Frozen 2 gobbled up the majority of the box office receipts on its way to a record-breaking Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It brought in $85 million this weekend, with a total gross of $287 million over the week. Coming in at number 2, Knives Out, starring Daniel Craig at $27 million. Number 3, Ford vs. Ferrari at $13 million. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the story of Mr. Rogers, starring Tom Hanks, coming in at $11.8 million at number 4, and, almost tying it, Queen and Slim at $11.7 million, coming in at number 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Bill Nye the Science Guy now suing the Walt Disney Company, claiming the studio improperly held millions of dollars in profits related to his TV show. Nye's complaint says Disney's Buena Vista TV division engaged in questionable accounting practices, and he says the House of Mouse failed to cooperate with his requests to audit earnings of his show. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.